South Australian racing today heads to Port Augusta onto the dirt. Nadia Horn's done the form for us for Port Augusta. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddie from Port Augusta today is over the 1,100 metres. It's a benchmark 50. Two is the scratching. Liberty Blues is the favourite, $2.25. Jackpot Johnny at $8, along with Maybe This Time, shining brightly also on the $8 line. And then All Things Nice at $9. How do we get the quaddie off to a winning start?
Well, I reckon the favourite's pretty hard to beat here, the one Liberty Blue. Look, he ticks a few boxes. He gets a 3 kilo claim, which you'll see him only carry the 58 on this 55.5 minimum. He's also drawn gate number one, and he's likely to go forward. He's been going around in much stronger races than this. And every time we've seen him race on the dirt prior, he's definitely measured up. So he's definitely the testing material. I've got the 11 shining brightly in as the danger. He does get in well. 2 kilo claim off the minimum is obviously a big plus, and he's been going around in much tougher races than this, so he's got to warrant his respect for him. The 7 Miss Catastrophe resumes from a break and should be somewhere in the mix, and then out to number 6 Maybe This Time. I've gone 1, 11, 7, and 6 in race 5, first leg of the quaddie.
Second leg of the quaddie is a benchmark 80 over the 1,867 metres. No changes here to this event. Fulton Street is the favourite at $2.30. Leonardo 4.20, Apollo Jet 5, $11 Corridon, and then Connemara Rose at 13 with Rex Goliath.
Look, I thought Apollo Jet is something that has something on it today. Look, he went around in a Saturday grade race last time out and was supported from longer odds in. But it's obviously hitting the dirt for the first time this preparation, and it's a 7-year-old, but it gets him on the minimum with a 54, and, you know, it's a horse who's been placing hound prior over 1,800 metres. $5, it's a pretty good bet about a horse who we know is up to much tougher opposition than this, even though this is a pretty strong benchmark 80 race for a Sunday at Port Augusta. But I'm going for the 5. I've got the 1 Fulton Street in as the main danger. He gets the claim, he'll be forward and handy, and we know he's tough and he loves the dirt. 2 Leonardo, the 3rd off of the last start win, and then 7 Rex Goliath next pick. 5-1-2-7 in race 6.
Race 7, a class 2 over the 1,396 metres. 13 and 14 not required here. Rialto the favourite at 2.15. Alpha Zeus at $3.90. Pam's Joy 5.50. Indian Mo at 13, along with River at 17.
I'm going with the 1 Rialto. Last time we saw him at Port Augusta, look, he went around in a weak race. He was only in a maiden, but he absolutely bolted him in excess of 14 lengths. But then took him up the Saturday grade, and he went forward on that occasion. He just went way too hard, and he set the race up for something to take the camp off him and run him down. Obviously, back to this type of grade today is a massive plus, and he has drawn to adopt those tactics again of going forward. So I'm sticking with the favourite, Rialto. I've got the 7 Pam's Journey in as the main danger. She'll get the cheap runs from gate 1. 6 the 3rd Indian Mo, who's had the 1 run back this prep and did go okay first up, and then out to number 2 Alpheus. I've gone 1, 7, 6 and 2, rate 7.
Final event from Port Augusta is a benchmark 54 over 1,200 metres, 7 and 10 of the scratchings, Domination 390, Wounded Soldier 460, Centre Scooter at 5, 550 equal balance, $7 Northern Superstar, He Will Boom, $7.50.
I'm going with the 13 equal balance. Of course, with the 54s, those who are above the 54 rating, they get, you know, relegated to the bottom of the ballot. That's the reason why this guy was an emergency. He's the class galloper of the field, hence the reason why he's got 61.5 kilos. He was a runner-up at Gawler last start and based at Narracourt the run prior. Both of those two runs should have topped him off nicely for this contest here today. And at the price on offer, I think he represents good value. I've got the 1 in as the Danger Wounded Soldier. He's sort of a similar type of horse. He's only a point lower than my top tip in the race in the ratings, but he was able to gain a run in the race, hence the reason why he's got number 1 saddle cloth. But he's been going around in Saturday races. The others, I think you've got to respect the 2 Domination. He's one who's likely to be handy. And then out for the 8, Tender Scooter. I've gone 13-1-2-8 in the last.
Best value quaddie play for Murray Bridge, for Port Augusta, please, Nadia.
Brendan, we go race 4, the 2 Desidero is the best bet on the program. He was able to win on the dirt last time out. It's hard to beat today. Race 4, number 2. The horse at odds is that 1 in the last equal balance. If you get that $5.56, I think that represents good value, race 8 to 13. Quaddie today, 1 and 11 in the first leg, 1, 2 and 5 in the second, 1 out the 1 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 13 in the last. And our player of the day will take an all-up race 4, the 2, into rank 7, number 1.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brennan.